You're listening to the audio production of Hashtag But God, The Power of Hope When Catastrophe Crashes In by Jeremy Freeman, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Jeremy and Emily Freeman. Forewords read by John Behrens and Gabe Wicks. Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit harperchristianaudio.com.
This book is dedicated to my son and hero, Trey Robert Freeman. I am a better man, husband, father, and follower of Jesus as a result of the 7 years God gave me with you. Not one day goes by that I don't think of and miss you. I cannot wait to see you again. Until then, I will run the race with the strength God has given me, just as you did. And I will finish my race with the faith God has given me, just as you did. I love you, son. And I thank God for your life and the impact it continues to have. As Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet he shall live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. John 11:25-26. I am thankful that on January 8, 2013, you trusted Jesus as Savior, Lord, and boss, and that on September 1, 2013, Jesus carried you all the way home. I love knowing that you are forever alive in the presence of God. This book is in your honor, and I will see you soon.
What God has done in my heart is the greatest miracle. God took somebody who should have died and caused them to relive.
Caleb Freeman.
Foreword by David Platt. But God. Just think of the times we see these two words together in God's Word. Joseph, reflecting on all the evil done to him by his brothers and others, said, "You meant evil against me, but God meant it for good." Genesis 50:20. Saul was seeking to kill David, but God did not give him into his hand. 1 Samuel 23:14. When King Jehoshaphat and the people of God were in imminent danger, they received word from on high, "The battle is not yours, but God's." 2 Chronicles 20:15. In utter despair, the psalmist wrote, "My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." Psalm 73:26. And don't these two words summarize?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?